Democrats in the divided New York State Senate finally got a chance to speak on a women's health care bill to codify the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into law. But the amendment did not pass in a vote along party lines. Karen DeWitt reports.
The Democrats were successful on their third try of getting the so-called hostile amendment onto the floor. Senator Liz Krueger, who was prevented from commenting about the measure one day earlier by several male Senate Republicans, was granted a chance to speak.
Well, assuming the men in the room are done mansplaining around this issue,
Krueger went on to explain why she thinks the law is needed.
Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, New York's current law would make it illegal to perform an abortion after 24 weeks, even if the mother's health is in danger.
But the Republicans, who still hold the majority of the chamber, ruled that it was not germane to the bill it was attached to, which was on anti-animal cruelty. Democrats with only 31 members were not able to reach the 32 votes needed to reverse that determination. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.